course.
91X News.
It's 11 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Sierra Turry. In local news, eastbound lanes on the 401 between Wooler Road and County Road 30 have reopened following two collisions earlier today. The first collision caused the closure at Wooler Road around 7 a.m. this morning. It was compounded later this morning when another collision closed down the Percy Street exit just before 11 a.m. in Brighton. Traffic is reportedly still backed up in this area. City Council's Planning Advisory Committee voted unanimously to rezone the Sears Distribution Center to a general industrial zone with special provisions on Monday. The property had been sold to Hexo Operations, Inc., a company that specializes in cannabis. Jackie Deniers, the chair of the Planning Committee, says the company meets all the requirements for the zoning.
The Sears motion did carry through in the opinion of the committee. It was, you know, it's the perfect location. It's all of the, you know, it hits all of the check boxes that we were hoping that a company like this would, you know, be cognizant of when they came to Belleville.
The property is located at 500 College Street East in Belleville. In provincial news, Premier Doug Ford is meeting with members of the agriculture sector today to discuss the impacts of Canada's new trade deal with the U.S. and Mexico. The dairy farmers of Ontario, the chicken farmers of Ontario, and the egg farmers of Ontario are among those who will be at the roundtable hosted by the Premier this afternoon. Ford has asked Ottawa to offer fair compensation to the affected farmers in Ontario. Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland has said all farmers in supply management systems will be fairly compensated for the additional market access being given to trading partners in the deal. Ford is also promising to scrap labor reform legislation passed by the previous Liberal government that raised the province's minimum wage and introduced a range of other worker protections. Ford's Progressive Conservatives said last week that they would halt a planned increase to a minimum wage set to kick in next year, and said the rest of the legislation, known as Bill 148, was being reviewed. The Premier said in the legislature today that he plans to eliminate the bill, which, among other things, mandates equal pay for part-time and temporary workers doing the same job as full-time employees. When asked about Ford's comments, Economic Development Minister Jim Wilson said the law is still under review by the government, but called the bill a real concern. In national news, Canada's transport minister says that after October 17th, travelers aboard domestic flights will be allowed to carry a small quantity of cannabis with them. But Mark Garneau says packing it into luggage that's destined outside the country is another matter.
I would remind Canadians again that if they're going on flights that cross into the United States or go to other countries, that the rules of that country where they're going are the rules that apply.
Transport Canada says taking cannabis or products that contain pot across the border remains illegal. While several American states have legalized marijuana, possession of the drug is still illegal under U.S. federal law. In British Columbia, final approval has been given for a $40 billion liquefied natural gas plant and pipeline on the northeastern coast. It's the single largest private sector investment in Canadian history. Terry Theodore reports.
Five energy partners are involved in the joint venture. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau took part in the announcement and says we can't build energy projects like we did in the old days when the environment and the economy were seen as opposing forces.
In the 21st century, we don't have to choose between a healthy environment and a strong economy.
Trudeau says this announcement is proof of that. The Pembina Institute has calculated that the project will increase BC's annual carbon pollution by 8.6 million tons. Terry Theodore, The Canadian Press, Vancouver.
For the second time in less than a month, a new provincial premier is threatening to invoke the notwithstanding clause to push through controversial plans. Quebec Premier-designate François Legault announced he will use the clause to ensure his Coalition Avenir Quebec's planned ban on religious face coverings becomes law. Legault says his proposed ban on religious symbols for teachers, judges, and police officers is important enough to override protections in the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, and he thinks the vast majority of Quebecers agree. Ontario Premier Doug Ford recently invoked the controversial clause in order to pass a bill that cut the size of Toronto City Council. The country's environmental watchdog says Canada has the tools to better protect endangered whales and other marine animals. But Environment Commissioner Julie Gelfand says the federal government waited too long to take specific action over the summer to protect some of its most at-risk whales.
Departments have several tools at their disposal to protect these animals. For example, they can establish protected areas. They can set speed limits for vessels. They can close or restrict fisheries, and they can set distances for whale watching boats. We found that most of these tools were not used until the situation became severe.
North Atlantic right whales, southern resident killer whales, and other marine mammals face threats of being hit by ships, tangled in fishing gear, or losing their food sources. Gelfand says Fisheries and Oceans Canada didn't do anything specific to help the killer whale population, which has been listed as endangered since 2003 until this past July. A Canadian professor says she hopes that winning the Nobel Prize for Physics encourages young women to pursue their dreams of a career in science. Donna Strickland of the University of Waterloo is only the third woman to win the honor and is the first female Nobel laureate since 2015. She played a key role in the discovery of chirped pulse amplification, a technique that underpins today's lasers, including those used for eye surgery. She says she never planned for this.
Obviously very few people win a Nobel Prize, so why would you want to waste too much time thinking about that? Obviously I'm thrilled to win it. I'm not saying that it isn't an absolute thrill to win it, but certainly it never entered my mind that I would.
She shares the prize with Gerard Mourou of France and Arthur Ashkin of the United States. That's QNET News on 91X to 407. Sports is next.
Oh, that must be our first trick-or-treater. Oh my, what do we have here? A princess, a ninja, and a superhero. Oh, you guys all look adorable.
Wow, chocolate and candy? I love Halloween.
Only the best candy for you kids.
Mark's No Frills in Belleville is your headquarters for Halloween. Bell Boulevard, just east of Sydney. Mark's No Frills has the best deals on all your Halloween treat needs. You'll be able to buy enough to keep all those ghouls and goblins satisfied. Mark's No Frills, our prices won't be beat.
In local sports, Belleville native defenseman for the Wellington Dukes, Zachary Ewens, was named to NHL Central Scouting's Players to Watch for the 2019 draft. Loyalist Lancers women's soccer team will play at Fleming tonight at 7 p.m. Elsewhere, tennis player Serena Williams is going topless to promote breast cancer awareness. Warren Levinson reports.
Serena Williams says this wasn't easy to do, standing topless in front of a camera singing the late Chrissy Amphlett's song, I Touch Myself.
When I think about you, I touch myself.
But for breast cancer self-awareness, the tennis star was willing to take herself out of her comfort zone. The video is part of a campaign to promote breast self-examination, for which Amphlett's 1990 anthem has been used numerous times. The singer herself died of breast cancer 5 years ago. Williams says in an Instagram post, early detection saves lives. Warren Levinson, New York.
In other news, Ryder Cup organizers say they will support, for as long as necessary, a spectator who was hit by a tee shot and has reportedly lost sight in her right eye. The injured spectator was hospitalized after being hit on the head by an errant drive from Brooks Koepka on Friday. She's reportedly considering legal action. In hockey, the Toronto Maple Leafs open the NHL regular season tomorrow at home against the Montreal Canadiens with sky-high expectations. The club signed John Tavares in free agency this summer, but fellow star center Austin Matthews says the club has plenty of work to do.
We haven't proven anything, so I mean, you guys can blow it up as much as you want, but as a team, we haven't accomplished anything. You know, you can pick up as many star players as you want in the offseason and all that, but if you don't put it together come game time, it's all useless.
After tomorrow's opener, the Leafs host Ottawa on Saturday night before heading out on a four-game road trip. In other NHL news, Scott Moore is stepping down from his role as president of Sportsnet and NHL Properties after 8 years at Rogers Communications. Moore will leave Sportsnet at the end of the month. He played a key role in helping Rogers secure a 12-year, $5.2 billion deal with the NHL in 2013. Rogers says search is underway for more successor, but in the meantime, Rick Brace, president of Rogers Media, will oversee Sportsnet in addition to his current role. Major League Baseball's postseason is in full swing, with a wild card game tonight taking place at Chicago Wrigley's Field, where the Cubs will host the Colorado Rockies. Both teams lost their tiebreaker games yesterday in their respective divisions. In the NBA, preseason games continue with Miami at Charlotte at 7 p.m., Cleveland at Boston at 8 p.m., Memphis versus Houston at Birmingham, Alabama at 8 p.m., Toronto at Utah at 9 p.m., and Denver at L.A. Lakers at 10:30 p.m. Send us your team or league scores via email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today, periods of rain or drizzle, risk of a thunderstorm, high of 15. Tonight, periods of rain or drizzle ending early this evening and then mainly cloudy. Fog patches developing near midnight, low of 7. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, fog patches dissipating in the morning, high of 18. At 4:11, it's 11 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sierra Turry, reporting for QNET News. News on 91X, next at 6.